Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, holidaymakers and passengers might want to start booking their parking spaces at Dublin Airport sooner rather than later because the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has blocked the sale of a car park near the airport to the DAA because of concerns that it would lead to higher prices for consumers. The Quick Park car park had operated at the site but closed in September 2020 during the pandemic. To discuss the decision, we're joined now by Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, and by Sive O'Neill, Senior Climate Advisor to Friends of the Earth. Geraldine, I'll come to yourself first, and can you remind us of the background to this?
Yeah, so essentially the DAA, the state operator, had proposed to buy this car park. Quick Park had existed, had operated until September 2020, and it closed during COVID. As you said, it had 6,100 spaces, so a hugely important car park for Dublin Airport. The CCPC were notified of the purchase in March of 2023, and they said that they would need to carry out a preliminary investigation and then concluded that a full investigation was required. In December of last year, they issued their preliminary findings and they had expressed concerns about how the deal would reduce competition. And then they concluded yesterday that the proposed purchase by DAA would substantially lessen competition and they blocked the deal.
And on what basis are they saying it would reduce competition?
Okay, so they're basically saying that if this went ahead, the DAA would control over 90% of the car parking spaces serving Dublin Airport. This could lead to higher prices and lower service quality for consumers. And I think that's a fair risk, to be honest, Sarah. Mm. I mean, much as it pains me that this is not going to open as a car park, I think it was the right decision.
I know the DAA are saying that this sort of goes against the, you know, the principle of supply and demand. And if there is more supply, then it'll be able to meet the demand and the prices will be able to stay low.
Yeah, but look, the fact of the matter is, you know, Quick Park actually served a much greater service than just available car spaces. It provided competition for Dublin Airport and it did provide really cheap parking, but also a really efficient service. Now, I was somebody who actually used it on a sort of weekly basis before the pandemic and it was incredibly efficient. You could spend hours in the red car park waiting to get into Dublin Airport. Quick Park advertised on the basis that you'd be there in 5 minutes. The buses ran regularly. It was exceptionally cheap by comparison to, you know, the short-term car park or the long-term car park of Dublin Airport. But it was a really efficient service as well, and that's what's required. It's not simply more car spaces.
Mm. I know the CCPC is saying, you know, this is a potentially a very good business for somebody. Somebody else could buy it.
Yeah, I mean, they were quite clear on that. They said it remains an attractive and viable business opportunity for alternative purchasers. So I think what they were hoping was that it will be used as a car park. It's ready to go. It could be open tomorrow as a car park. I mean, obviously, the worry is that this is the end of it. Somebody moves in, a developer, and they build apartments or something. But definitely there's a viable business there for somebody. But it needs to be operated outside of the DAA control.
You said it pains you to say this is the right decision. Why? What is the impact of this for passengers?
Well, I mean, the thing is, like 6,000 spaces, there's currently 18,000 spaces in Dublin Airport between the short term and the long term. So an additional 6,000 was a lot. Now, the fact of the matter is, this isn't about expanding car park facilities. This is literally just returning to, you know, the sort of pre-pandemic status quo. We know that passenger numbers at Dublin Airport are back at pre-COVID levels, but parking facilities are not. And that's the big issue. It's just restoring what was there. It's not about expansion.
Okay, stay with us, Geraldine. I'll come to yourself, Sive. What do you think of this decision?
Well, I don't disagree with anything Geraldine said. I think that it was probably a very sensible decision by the CCPC. It has a mandate in this area to ensure that consumers' interests are protected. I suppose the angle I would come at this from is the sustainability one. Interestingly, DAA produced a mobility management plan back in December 2023, and it's quite good in setting out the challenges that the airport is facing in terms of achieving the kind of carbon reduction targets and the transport parts of the Climate Action Plan. The Climate Action Plan requires really a transformational shift in getting people out of private vehicles onto public transport and also facilitating EV and all the charging facilities that go with that. So the airport has developed a strategy in relation to that, but the public transport side of it you know, unsurprisingly, it's very weak because they're not in control of public transport services. The National Transport Authority, the NTA, are the ones who fund projects like that. But I mean, at a certain stage during the 90s and 2000s, I mean, the airport DAA at the time was becoming like a gigantic car park. And it's only in recent years that we've seen serious investment in a ground transportation planning and a kind of special zones for buses. But this needs to be improved dramatically. I mean, I was looking at some of the data they had in their strategy, and the bus mode share has remained consistent for the last 10 years, even though demand has increased. So in a way, that's more trips by bus, but it still shows you that we've a long way to go. An awful lot of people have to rely on taxis when they arrive out of hours. So the services are really not suitable for staff then who are doing shift work. So we've a long way to go to improve public transport access. So that would be the approach I would take with this.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised to hear you say that, and I think there's an awful lot of people who would like to see public transport to the airport improved. But in the meantime, you know, for people who are travelling this summer again, and we saw what happened last summer with people having to book their car parking spaces well in advance. Should some solution be found in the short term to allow people car parking spaces?
Well, I'm sorry to be predictable, but I would think that with 60% of the passengers, 60% of the 32 million passengers is nearly 20 million, right? There's 20 million of the passengers every year are coming from the Dublin area, not even Leinster, but Dublin. So it should be possible for those people to access public transport to get to the airport, or more of them. I appreciate heavy luggage, weird times, etc. It's not that easy. So I think we need to look at accelerating bus connects. I think that Dublin Airport, and in fact, under the Fingal County Council Development Plan, it is a kind of a special area within the plan. It has its own area plan, but there really needs to be a special transport strategy for the Dublin Airport. It's going to be 2035 at the earliest before we get Metrolink, and that's going to be a game changer, by the way. That's going to give us everything we need in terms of that fast access 24/7, making it easy for people with luggage. But in the meantime, buses need to be ramped up and the services need to be expanded.
And what about people outside Dublin?
Well, yes, the percentages there vary around the country. I think there's 11% from Ulster and only 2% from Connacht. Interestingly, there are direct bus services. I know myself, I live in Waterford, and it's easier for me to get from Waterford to Dublin Airport than it would be from my mother's house on the north side of the city. That would involve two trips by bus. So sometimes the direct routes by private providers are very efficient. They operate every couple of hours. So those are very important, but it's the main traffic is actually coming from people in the Dublin area, and that needs to be addressed with public transport solutions.
Geraldine, what do you think of that? Is that just the only way to go at this point?
No, I mean, look, as I said, the biggest issue here is we need to restore what was actually there rather than starting. Like, we're not talking about expansion. We're talking simply about putting back what used to be there. We have the levels of passengers that existed pre-pandemic, but we don't have the car parking. And I don't think, you know, public transport is going to be ramped up in time. If you consider that the pressure on car spaces will probably begin in May, that was when Dublin Airport last year began to inform customers that, you know, they didn't have spaces in the next few days or whatever. That started. So, you know, public transport's not going to be ramped up in 2 months. So there's going to be a huge issue with parking in Dublin Airport this summer at the rate we're going.
And just finally, Geraldine, do people have options? Is there, like, what happened last year? If you remind us, is it just, I can't remember what happened. I remember there being some sort of chaos, but how do people manage?
Basically, what Dublin Airport said last year was find a different way to get to the airport because we don't have parking for you. And how could they if they had, you know, 6,000 spaces, they're down, but they still have those numbers. So, I mean, I'm sure people just, you know, had to make do. But it's not ideal by any things. And, I mean, the fact is people travel at unorthodox hours, but also there's business travel as well. And business people, can, like, you know, if you're in and out for a day, you can't be spending a huge amount of time either looking for parking or trying to, you know, drive to the nearest bus or whatever. There has to be some facilities. Okay. And if, you know, last year, like this situation was, there was actually just no spaces. So, I mean, it would, you know, that is just not an option for most people. Like that's not a solution. So there has to be something that'll have to be worked out in terms of car spaces at the airport.
Well, let's see what happens in the meantime. Geraldine Herbert and Saif O'Neill, thank you both very much for joining us.